For WMUK News, I'm Earlene McMichael. Former Kalamazoo Valley Community College President Marilyn Schlack has died. She was the school's second president and led it for more than 35 years. Schlack was the first female president of a community college in Michigan when she started in 1982. Her hand helped change the face of downtown Kalamazoo. She spoke with me in September 2017, several months before her retirement the next year. Here's part of that interview to honor her legacy. You could have exclusively focused on things that are strictly academic related, but you've been involved very much so in economic development. Your first campus was in Texas Township on 9th Street, but you chose to open your second one, your Arcadia Commons campus, in downtown Kalamazoo. And that was part of the Arcadia Commons redevelopment project that brought lots of businesses to downtown Kalamazoo. And you played a huge role in that. Talk about why you were so passionate about it, considering that you had only just become president of KVCC.
One of the criticisms that Kalamazoo Valley Community College had in the early 80s was that we were out on 9th Street on the west side of the county. So we rented space from the Standard Federal Credit Union under the parking structure on South Street, trying to make it easier for students on the east and north side to get in and take classes at a convenient location and try to build their skills before they had to really take the big leap. During that time, the Arcadia project along the creek was talked about and people were struggling with how to make it happen. And it became very clear as someone who was part of those discussions that we needed some anchors. So there were a lot of people there that were interested in looking at that. We had the two hospitals were talking about the cancer center. We had First National talking about expanding their headquarters. We had KVCC looking at a larger location because we saw we were successful. And then the community came to us and said, we really think you need to take over the museum, which was on the top floor of the library. So that all came together in a way that, and at the same time, the city wanted to raise the creek, open the creek up, and because there were some advantages to having the creek fixed and taking care of the floodplain. Those partnerships came together in a very nice way. We were able to really compromise and think together about a common plan and a common vision. And there desperately needed to be redevelopment in that area. The old laundry with the abandoned, with a sunken in ceiling and dead pigeons. And it was just a very bleak place. And it was a barrier to many of our students on the north side who may have had to walk down Rose Street. It wasn't very inviting. So for us, it was just a good common business sense.
That's a good segue into talking about leadership. What has been some of the greatest leadership lessons that you would like to impart to others?
If I had to tell people what leadership is all about, and this was part of my dissertation as well, but first, don't take yourself too seriously. Secondly, don't be afraid to admit you're wrong and that other people may have good ideas. And third, celebrate those around you as well as yourself. You have to take time for yourself. What do you enjoy? What would you like to do? And then how are you going to do it?
I have to believe with many of these projects that you have done, there's a lot of moving parts to it. It involves a lot of different individuals in getting cooperation and compromise. What lessons could you share with us?
Sit back and let people run with it. Don't be afraid to be a part of a team. Don't be afraid to be a follower, not just a leader. And don't be afraid to say you're wrong.
What have you learned in terms of bringing others along? That's an important skill set to have.
I think the biggest part of that, Earlene, is that some things are not right at that time. And you need to step back and say, okay, you think it's a great idea, Marilyn, but it's not right for now. Maybe you can come back to it and maybe you can't, but you're not going to hit 1,000, as Anna Witton used to say, every single time. You're not batting 1,000 on every decision.
Hear the full archived interview with former KVCC President Marilyn Schlack at WMUK.org. Schlack died Tuesday at age 85. I'm Arlene McMichael for WMUK News.